For dinner, we had turkey and blazing pudding. And after dinner, the uncles sat in front of the fire, loosened all their buttons, put their large, moist hands over their watch chains, groaned a little, and slept. Mothers, aunts, and sisters scuttled to and fro, bearing tureens. Auntie Bessie, who had already been frightened twice by a clockwork mouse, whimpered at the sideboard and had some elderberry wine. The dog was sick. Auntie Dozy had to have three aspirins. But Auntie Hannah, who liked port, stood in the middle of the snowbound backyard, singing like a big bosom thrush. I would blow up the balloons to see how big they would blow up to. And when they burst, which they all did, the uncles jumped and rumbled and went back to sleep.